When I was a kid, my mother taught me how to make snowflakes out of paper. You had to fold the paper in half, and then in half again, and then in thirds to get the six pointed stars of a snowflake. And then you had to cut it, but not all the way through, because if you cut all the way through the folds, it wouldn't have any integrity and it would just fall into pieces. And then when you unfold it, you get a unique design, something like this. Or if you unfold this one, you get something that's a little more crystalline in structure. Can you unfold that for me, please? So when you unfold it, they all are unique, and there's no two snowflakes that are exactly alike, just like in nature. Even if you try, you can't make two exactly alike. There's always different things. That's good enough, thank you. So you get something that's different each time. But you have to remove parts of those paper to make each one special and different. Today we celebrate and honor our mothers. Mothers teach us what to remove and what to keep so that we can become special, beautiful, and unique. They teach us to remove meanness, selfishness, laziness, all of those things about from our hearts and what we're thinking about in our actions. They teach us to keep kindness and generosity and hearts that reflect beauty and love. Mothers are our first love, and they're an essential part of our creation and our very existence. Honoring your father and mother is one of the Ten Commandments, the most basic instructions that God gave us. Proverbs 31:25-26 says this about mothers. She is clothed with strength and dignity. She can laugh at the days to come. She speaks with wisdom, and faithful instruction is on her tongue. Exodus 20:12 says, honor your father and mother so that you may live long in the land that your Lord is giving you. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and Paul all wrote to tell us to honor our mother and father through actions that show love for our fellow man. So this is a theme. So today, please do something special to honor your mother. May we learn to love each other better every day and to love ourselves because God loves us so much. Amen.